You are listening to the Anomalous Media Podcast, a show where we talk about self-help, film, business, media, self-improvement, and etc. If you have not already, please hit the subscribe button to this podcast, as well as the subscribe button on the YouTube channel Persistence Media. Hope you enjoy this episode. Make sure you have post notifications on for both platforms, and enjoy. So this past week, the first episode of What If came out, and I like it. When you see it, you kind of realize, oh yeah, you definitely can't do this live action, or if you were, it'd be a lot of money. It'd be like, I could already see, because there's the different series, there's different timelines that they're going to go about on in the entire season of What If, and you could already tell, oh yeah, they couldn't do this. There would actually have to be a lot of backtracking if they were to do this in like live action. But the What If, I liked how Captain Carter, I'm not gonna lie to you. So I liked the Captain Carter character before the Super Soldier Serum, but then I liked her even more with the Super Soldier Serum. She just seemed like a really cool character. She honestly seemed like a very useful and like powerful character without any it powers. But now that she has powers, she's just outstanding. And I'd love to see a fight between her and Thanos like Captain America did. Speaking of Captain America, he was in Ironmonger, not even the regular Iron Man suit. He was in the Ironmonger, which was interesting. I like that little twist, actually. I thought that was interesting because, you know, he's small. He doesn't have the Super Soldier Serum that made him bigger. He's small. So now, which is so crazy because, in a way, if you just took away the super, if you took away the height but still gave him the powers, he'd probably be as big as Peter, Tom Holland, but just with the Super Soldier Serum and with the abilities. But like, thinking about that is crazy. I liked how they made okay, so I'm trying to think of the different aspects. Bucky got saved this time, and instead it was Steve that got captured. And here's what makes me think something. Steve will probably still show up again in the future of the series, likely, because Captain Carter showed up later in the series. And then there was also, who else was there? Bucky. It made it seem like he got captured, which he did, and then they did experiments on him. So it looks like we will see Steve return, and maybe he'll have like the serum, but in an Iron Man suit too. I don't know. But I'd love to see what the new like multiversal Avengers is gonna look like. And I noticed something interesting, which a lot of people weren't talking about, is how she showed up, it looks like, in Avengers 1 and not in Captain America. Not in the end of the first Captain America movie, if that makes sense. She showed up where Loki showed up in the first Avengers movie, but she did not show up where Captain America woke up in the at the end of the Captain America movie. And it's kind of as if, imagine the first Avengers movie started off with Captain Carter showing up in, honestly, Captain Britain, but Captain Carter showing up in the portal that Loki did when he said, put down the spear, and then, which some of you may even forget that, because that was so long ago. That was basically like 10 years ago, when the first Avengers movie came out, basically 10 and 9, but basically 10. And remember when he said, sir, put the spear down, and Loki was like, you want me to put the spear down? Kind of like kind of like, in a way, it was, and I didn't even think about this until like now. It's like Tony said the same. No, Steve said the same thing to Thor, and Thor went and attacked Steve, but that didn't work. And now we're gonna see a different version of Thor, I believe. I don't know what the next episode is, but this What If series is honestly, it's really cool. I wish they had more episodes, but I know animation takes a lot to do. So far it's so good. So far so good, and I can't wait to see what the next episode's gonna be. I believe there's a Thor episode where he doesn't learn the lesson from Odin, and he manages to get the hammer out of where they the shield had the little crash site in, and I believe he. So what happened in Thor doesn't happen later. I believe there's one where I think the Hulk something happens to the Hulk. There's one where Spider-Man is wearing what looks to be Doctor Strange's cape. There's a few others. Well, Black Panther, instead of it being Peter Quill, it's actually Black Panther that gets taken, which is wild. I don't know what they're gonna do with that, but hey, there's even one where Killmonger saves Iron Man from his death, which is, I wonder how they're gonna spin that. And there's a part of me that also thinks too, they're gonna use that as a way to bring back Killmonger to take over the position where, as king in Wakanda, because of, the realities. And there's apparently, supposedly, I don't know where I read this, but What If is actually important because these versions of these characters will be brought into live action. And you know how the different realities and different in the multiverse has now been opened. It just makes these all canon. So everything that you see going on in What If and in Loki and shoot, every other Marvel project ever, including DC projects, actually shoot anything now, is it's now canon in the MCU. So yeah, that's really, it's really cool, but that's really like chaotic to think about, because it's like, whoa, now I gotta go back and do a lot of research and studying of the things that I missed or the things that I watched a long time ago, and then get myself up to speed on them. And for especially for those people who were like completely disconnected, Lord, you have some work to do. But and now I've been hearing rumors that Venom 3 is like they're it's in development now. It's not, something could be in development, but it won't be in production unless it's greenlit. And due to like the reviews so far coming in about Venom Let There Be Carnage, apparently there's some good like feedback, not only by the people who've like the secret screenings, but also like people's like outside opinion. There's apparently it's getting some good feedback. And just a side topic, Venom Let There Be Carnage looks like one of those movies where there's like someone snapping. There's like two main characters. There's the main character, and then there's the other lead character who is like going around and like he's killing a whole bunch of people, and the story is just about how like the main character is always a step behind that killer, but he's gaining up on him, and by the end of the movie, it looks like they face off and then defeats him. And that, it looks kind of like let Venom Let There Be Carnage is going to be like that. It doesn't. It would be very silly of them to kill Ven not Venom, Carnage, because he could be used in a future movie as a big villain, or like a big crucial, like for example, Venom, Miles Morales, and Spider-Man against Carnage, the Cult of Carnage, in a universe where Carnage took over. Like that would be insane. That'd be insane. And it'd be great to see the crossover, and it would be great to see Spider-Man, Tom Holland, versus Venom, then Venom and Spider-Man against Carnage, likely in the third film or something. Whoo, expanding the universe. There's still Morbius, there's still all these other characters. What If is insane. I love What If. I'd love to see what they're going to do with the future of What If. What If is the Marvel's What If is something you can do multiple seasons with and choose whether or not which characters you want to connect to the actual live action MCU and make live action characters of. But overall, I give What If episode 1 4.5 stars. Can't wait to see the rest of it, the rest of the season. And I can't wait to see Venom, Let There Be Carnage, and Venom 3, and Spider-Man No Way Home. If you enjoyed this episode, or something resonated with you, or you liked something that I said in this episode, be sure to hit that subscribe button, and be sure to share this podcast. Be sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel, Persistence Media, as well, where I will post more content on there as well as visual content on that platform. Be sure to share both platforms and subscribe to both platforms and have post notifications on. Thank you and have a great day.